Okay, so I've unmuted myself, and I'm hoping that this works. You can hear me talking. This is my first time to use Discord, so sorry if I'm a little clunky with it. Great. Well, it's so great to see all you here in Discord. I'm excited to talk about the Mind Illuminated with you. My name's Upali. I'm located in the United States in Tennessee, and I've been studying this method for a while. I'm a teacher in training with Chula Dasa, and I really enjoy this style of practice. Been doing it for a number of years now as well, and I've just gained a lot of benefit from it. So what I'm going to do is kind of just give you a quick overview in case you've never done this practice before, or even if you have tried it out, maybe this will be a little bit clarifying. We'll kind of explain how to sit in this method, what we'll actually be doing when we're meditating, and then I'll do kind of just a quick guided meditation. And after that, if you have any questions about the method or the style of practice, I'll be happy to answer those. You can just type them in the chat box here. Okay, so the first thing to say with doing this method of practice is it can most accurately be described as shamatha vipassana practice. And the key thing here being that we're going to focus on kind of two things kind of simultaneously. They really feed on each other, but we're taking into consideration both attention and awareness. And there's sort of a 10-stage model that's highlighted in this book, The Mind Illuminated. In case you haven't seen it before, it's almost like a textbook, a manual of how to meditate, and it describes what to do in each stage. So, starting out, we're going to be focusing kind of like maybe talking in the ranges of stage 2 to 4. What I'm talking about now will kind of relate to those stages especially. So we're going to have a meditation object. We're going to put our attention on the breath. We could, for all practical purposes, we could actually maybe interchange the word breath with meditation object. It's possible to do this method using different meditation objects. But for practical purposes, I'll just talk about the breath. And there's ways that we can settle into the breath and kind of get our attention focused on the breath. But and we'll do that in the guided meditations. But just to be sort of brief here, what we're going to try to do is stabilize our attention on the breath while we're meditating. And the way that works is we actually want to put our attention on the actual sensations of the breath for this style of practice. So you'll put your attention on the breath and not like the breath in the whole body or even like a visualization of the breath. You're actually going to pick a single point where you'll try to keep your attention. So that could be the rising and the falling of the belly, but for a lot of people, it's the nostrils, because this is maybe one of the most sensitive areas that we can feel the breath. And it maybe feels a little more engaging if we can kind of pick out all of these sensations. It might keep us with the breath a little better if it's a sensitive area to feel it. So you'll want to put your attention on the breath at the nostrils, and maybe a point that's kind of like the size of an eraser head, kind of a small point. And the reason being is that if you have this clearly defined point where your attention's going to go, it makes it a lot easier to return there if you get distracted. And the other thing is what we're working towards is stability of attention. And this is what kind of gets lost on us. Sometimes we can get so concerned about getting really focused on the breath. But really, why we would use any meditation object is to cultivate stable attention. It's kind of our anchor. This is what's radically different about what we're doing on the meditation cushion versus in our day-to-day lives, is that in our day-to-day lives, our attention's probably moving from place to place to place, whereas in meditation, we're asking the attention to stabilize. So we're putting our attention on this point, and we're trying to feel the actual sensations there. We know exactly where to go. We know exactly where to return to if we get distracted. Um, meditation is that if you've had any experience meditating before, maybe the instruction is like, hey, put your attention on the breath. Try not to be distracted. Just keep your attention there. But if you're like any kind of mere mortal human being, it's very likely that you put your attention on the breath and maybe a second later, the attention's gone and it's off with something else that's probably way more interesting and way more gratifying than the breath. And this is perfectly fine. What I want to emphasize is that the mind is a really complex system. We often think of our mind as just one person in the driver's seat that's making all of the decisions. But what's actually the case is the mind is a lot more like a Congress or parliament. It's this democratic process, and there might just be one driver's seat, but there's about a million different people that are trying to take over that driver's seat. So in one moment, you have this agenda that comes to the floor and it says, hey, let's meditate. In another moment, you have another agenda that comes to the floor that says, hey, what's for lunch today? 9 times out of 10, when you're starting meditation, that agenda of what's for lunch today is going to win out over the agenda to meditate. The reason being is when you're new to meditation, there's kind of just one person behind that agenda to meditate. Whereas the what's for lunch agenda has like a whole caucus behind it. There's maybe even like some corrupt corporate lobbying that's going on behind the scenes. Like this caucus is really powerful. It's going to win out over the agenda to meditate. So you put your attention on the breath. You try to keep it there. You get distracted by the thought of what's for lunch. Maybe that's just a moment and you return, or maybe it's many moments that you're thinking about what you're actually going to eat for lunch. What matters here, the reason why I want to talk about the mind in this way is it allows us to be a little bit more skillful. One you can see is that if you sit down and just try to quiet the mind when you meditate, because of all those competing agendas, it might get kind of frustrating. You're going to start becoming more and more aware that the mind is a pretty busy place. There's a lot going on there. And a lot of people see that as a problem. You know, my mind should be quiet. I'm meditating. But it's actually not a problem. It's good that we think about these things. It's actually good that the attention moves around. It keeps us healthy. It keeps us alive. But trying to forcibly quiet it down is kind of like trying to establish like a dictatorship in this democratic process. And so that agenda that says, hey, let's meditate, starts basically yelling at the rest of the mind to shut up. And then that becomes quite ironic, right? When you got in to meditate to sort of calm down and now you feel agitated or frustrated or anxious that you see the busyness of the mind. So what we're going for here, what creates skillfulness in the meditative practice and what the Mind Illuminated talks about is this word intention. So intention is basically just defining kind of what our goal is. And if we're clear on our intention, we know what to do. So my intention is to be with the breath sensations while I'm eating. When I get distracted and I wake up from the fact that I was just thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch today, what do I want to do right now? Oh yeah, I want to be with the breath sensations. So you remember that intention and you come back. The thing that I'd really like to emphasize is setting the intention and knowing that intention is the most important thing. Once you set the intention, what happens next actually doesn't matter too much. Whether you're distracted or whether you're with the breath, what matters is that you know what the intention is. So if you're with the breath, great, keep going, congratulate yourself. If you get distracted, no problem, just come back to the intention. Another metaphor I'd use, it's kind of like chopping wood. You know, you have this axe, you have these logs, you want to split the logs so you can have firewood to keep you warm. You pick up the axe, you swing. If you hit the log, great. If you miss it, it doesn't really matter. You're just going to pick up that axe and keep swinging and keep swinging and keep swinging until you have the firewood that you need. What you'll notice over time is the more that you keep swinging the axe, the more accurate you get, the more precise you become. So as we keep setting this intention, the more that agenda for meditation starts growing, more and more people are getting on board with it and the mind system, and the easier it becomes to actually stay with the breath sensations. The final thing I'll say about this is there, because we're now we know we're inevitably going to get distracted, and this really isn't that big of an issue. We just want to be clear in our intention to come back to the breath sensations. That the Mind Illuminated also talks about this aha moment, this waking up to being distracted. So if you get distracted, it's like, ah, you know, I noticed that I'm distracted. Great job for noticing. Now come back to the breath sensations. Another thing that I think is really common for a lot of people is the aha moment is more of like an oh shit moment. You know, like, oh, you know, I was supposed to be, you know, with the breath. I'm doing it wrong. I failed. The reason why we want it to be an aha moment is we want to celebrate. The more that the process of meditation is like, ah, good job for noticing, good job for being aware, and coming back to your intention, you start creating a positive feedback loop. So in the long term, it seems that the mind responds best to positive feedback, positive reinforcement. So the more meditation is associated with this positive feedback of like, ah, good job for noticing, good job for being aware, the more likely that meditation will feel pleasant for you. And that's hopefully the short term, is it feels nice when you're meditating. And the long term, hopefully, when you come to the meditation cushion or you see it in passing during the day, you're like, ah, meditation, that's that thing that I really enjoy. Instead of, oh, meditation, that's that thing that's so hard. It's like always an uphill battle. My mind is so busy. You know, I wish I were better at it. The more we set ourselves up for sort of this positive and pleasant experience in meditation, the more we're probably going to be able to sustain the practice in the long term. So I think I'm going to stop there. If you can't tell, I really love to talk about meditation. So I could talk about this for the next 2 hours. But since we only have a total of 45 minutes, I want to make sure we get to do a little meditation and try this out, see how it works for us. And then any questions that remain for you all, I can hear from you all and see what feels relevant or important today. So I guess we'll kind of transition now. Now that I've given you this sort of nice theoretical information about, you know, how the mind is and what we might want to do when we're meditating, this is the thing that's so great about meditation is everything that I'm saying is sort of guiding you towards an experience. So just over the next few minutes here, let's see what your experience is when you meditate. And if you have any questions that come from this, you can kind of save those for later and I can hopefully answer them for you in a little bit. So what I'm doing right now, I'm kind of rustling around because I'm getting set up. I'm just going to get comfortable and find a posture that I'll be able to hold maybe for the next 10 minutes or so. I'm going to just set a timer here. And you can go ahead and get in a place that's comfortable for you. There's no officially correct posture for meditation. Really what matters is that you're both comfortable and engaged. So whether you're sitting in a chair, on the floor, just so long as you're comfortable and awake. And you can go ahead and start bringing your attention to your breath. Just take a few breaths here. Maybe noticing anything that you hadn't noticed before. And the general mentality that we'll try to maintain throughout our time is that everything in this moment is okay. actual breath sensations. We're going to start out, we're going to transition into those actual breath sensations in four steps. So the first place we'll start, so we're going to be here in our environment. Just putting your attention into the external space around you. The goal here is just to keep your attention, any sounds, anything around you, sort of greeting it with a welcoming and okayness. Sometimes we have the idea that everything needs to be perfectly quiet for meditation. We can actually think of any sounds in meditation as our friends, just there reminding us that we're meditating. We'll move our attention once more, and this time we're going to keep our attention in the body. I especially like to notice where my body connects with the ground. You keep your attention there for just a few moments. Now you might even scan from your feet to your head, or even just hold the whole body in attention. Just noticing any sensations here, pleasant or unpleasant, exercising that mentality of okayness, welcoming, acceptance. If you get distracted by a thought or something from the environment, congratulate yourself for noticing. Just bring your attention back into the body for these next few moments. Now we'll start to notice the breath. We're going to start out with the breath anywhere we can feel it in the body. Breath as a whole. You might notice places like your belly that are moving as a result of the breath. You might notice the chest and the nostrils. Take a few moments, keeping the scope of our attention pretty wide here, that encompass any breath feelings. Maybe even enjoy how nice it can be to connect with something somatic. Connect with actual physical sensations for just a little while. We'll move on once more, this time to that point of the breath where we'll try to keep our attention. And here, following the instructions, the ideas that I gave you earlier, try to keep your attention at this point. It's your first time doing this, you might notice kind of an invigorating experience to breathing in, a relaxing experience to breathing out. If it helps, you might even count the breath on the out-breath. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. And so on up to 10, maybe returning to one once you get to 10. That helps keep you on task. But otherwise, just being curious about what you find here. You're with the breath sensations, great. If you're distracted, no problem. Congratulating yourself for noticing any distraction. And then kindly returning to the breath as you're able. There's nothing that needs to happen in these moments. Just try to be clear on what your intention is. Keep trying to follow through with it. I'll just check in with you for one moment here. Just notice where your attention is. It's with the breath, great. If it's anywhere else, just invite it back to the breath sensations. Even taking a moment to enjoy that process. Congratulating yourself for being here. Taking this time to meditate. All right, so nice break or a nice end to your day. So we have about 20 minutes remaining now. And this time is your time. I am happy to answer any questions you have about anything that we've just talked about, anything that came up in your experience of meditation, or even if you have questions from your own practice, or questions in general about the Mind Illuminated. So I have the group meditation chat box open here. If anybody has any questions, feel free to put them in there right now.